Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
It's a bonus friend zone episode. Thank you to Target. Hi guys, how was your weekend?
Hi. Everything was on target. How was your weekend, Fred?
My weekend was good. As you can see by my background, I am officially home. So I'm feeling a little more grounded and settled. Halfway, because I'm still living out of a suitcase, but one thing at a time.
That's okay. I ain't got no couch. Beautiful.
Hey, well, when you get unpacked and settled, it's only going to add to the beauty you already have, because it just looks so lovely already.
You see, It's just very friend. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And I'm excited to get into this episode. So today's episode is about Afropunk. Target had their own stage at the most recent Afropunk in Atlanta, highlighting emerging artists. So, of course, we had to get in on that. We love Afropunk. We love emerging artists. And most importantly, we love music. So we wanted to kind of blend and marry all those different topics.
And Target.
And you know Target.
I love going to Target because I will go to Target.
Because you know I've been there for the past 3 days.
Okay.
So let's get into our experiences at Afropunk. Where do you guys want to start? Should we start with just the different years
first
that we
of
went?
All, what we're no, gonna you, start with is the most the thing that is the central nucleus of your Afropunk experience, no matter what year you went, right?
Mm-hmm.
The looks. That's what we're gonna start with. The looks. And what I love most is that the look has not really evolved or devolved. It's just remained consistent through
consistently
all the years that
fly.
Festival chic has all exactly, friend, consistently fly. Festival chic, that's the aesthetic. Everybody knows the pieces that, you know, make that feeling up. I love festival chic attire. I love it.
I love how inclusive it is. I love how it shows all the different experiences that you may not get to show in everyday black, or, you know, different like little areas, different pockets of black. Like, you know, everybody got to celebrate Black Panther that year, so it was Wakanda forever all throughout Afropunk. But then outside of that,
I was so tired of putting my fists on my shoulders.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Child, I see them shoulders bouncing. I love seeing everybody do their rock aesthetic. Everything about Afropunk just shows the creativity and how vast and diverse it is. And with black people, it shows we are not one, or it shows if we won, we're going to be whatever that one fly is. And it's just fly, all different types of fly. I love it.
That's so true.
All different types.
That's very true. I love that you bring that up, because I do remember seeing, like, you got like the goth looks. You know, the girls that are playing those looks up, like you said, the rocker looks. You got the more neo-soul girls with the head wraps and you know, it's like, it really does show that we can be fly in any realm, any aesthetic. And I love that people kind of set that intention when they go to Afropunk. You almost feel like, okay, you know, I got to pop out. Like, everyone has to go get a quote unquote Afropunk look, because you just know.
Yes.
That's just what it is when you're pulling up to that place, which is what I love. We always came out cute, too.
Yes,
yeah, that was part of the fun, y'all. Try to find a unique item that still, you know, fits your personal style, but has some sort of uniqueness to it, you know, to mark the occasion or whatever. So I would do like a big hat, or, you know, just kind of get into the, like the costumey effects of fashion, you know, because you see it all there. You see couture, you see costume.
Exactly.
You see it all. And especially like the hair, right?
The hair. Let's get into it.
The hair.
Shaping their locks with rods and, you know, pieces of steel to get just really artistic with the hair. I love it. I love it.
And the face paint. Everyone comes. The makeup is always really fly. People use their face as a canvas. You see a lot more playfulness and kind of like boldness with the looks. Like, it's not just your typical everyday YouTube makeup look.
Right.
People adding like you know, patterns and shapes and
put the
sparkles.
Eyeshadow all the way across your forehead. You know what I'm saying?
Like, make it go up to your hairline.
Yeah.
However they shake their war paint to go out and party or go
exactly.
out and represent.
It's so dope.
Let me tell you how many times I have to apologize to people at Afropunk every year because I don't be knowing who you are. Between the makeup, the hair, a mask. Before the pandemic, they were wearing masks, okay, at Afropunk.
Right.
Okay.
Everything
was covered. I was all day long, I am so sorry. I didn't know that was you. How you doing? I love your look.
And don't let them be like in a punk bag, because you know some of the punk mask or face wear is real, like, you know, leathery and kinky and stuff. And seeing all that Afropunk is so cool. Like people on like the platform heels, like in the harnesses. I'm like, oh, so y'all
I ain't even hug them because of them studs and spikes everywhere. You just gotta say, "What's up? Good to see you." You know,
like, okay,
saying?
I see you pulled out the punk this year with your Afro. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, just keep it moving. I love seeing all of that all the time. But you know what? I also love very much. Because we're talking about festivals, we have to talk about festival basics. Just random things. You just have to make sure, A, you stay hydrated whenever you go to a festival.
Oh, man.
You know you're going to be out there all day doing whatever you're doing because it is a festival. And so you just need to make sure you stay hydrated. Some key things that I want to make sure I do when I'm at the festival is get as much free shit as I can. free things as I can. I love all the sponsors that happen. I'm not going to be specific, but I love going to do my little grabs. I love seeing like the independent tables that are selling stuff too. Everything about Afropunk is such an experience. So when we talk about the looks, it's not only the people that look good, but the people at working those tables, they be looking good too. So I just love that everybody
That must be when you sneak away from the group, because I haven't seen the free table. I'm just going to tell you. All the tables I've seen have been for profit, and I don't mind, you know, paying and putting my dollar on the table. But I have not been with you, so now I'm going to know to stay latched on to you, okay? like a dog on your heel. I'm going to stay latched on to you. I'm getting to the free table next year.
I love a free tote. But, friend, you know, back to what you were saying about the looks, I remember when you pulled up with the look, okay, what was it Whitney Alex you was wearing?
It was Whitney Alex. Let's give her some credit. She actually hooked me up several times, but the look, the one was that black and white number, the crop top.
With the crop.
With the high-waist leggings and the gladiator sandals, which were in then, so don't give me nothing. But it was such a cute look, and I killed it, and I think that was what
Remember
was fun.
Remember we walked in that year by the food trucks, and when you walked past all that, you heard all those food items dropping on the ground, like everybody's dropping their plates because you was walking in looking so good, friend.
Oh, we did that. Okay. We always did. And you know what I admire too? Like people would complete their look even with the footwear. Like especially the goth girls would have like the big chunky combat boots, and that's commitment because it hurts
all day long.
Standing, a lot of walking, a lot of pushing through crowds, a lot of waiting. Especially, you know, depending on which artist it was, you may have been waiting for a couple hours for them to appear.
A lot of dancing, depending on which artist it was.
Yeah, right. But there's also, you know, you got that big shoe privilege because don't nobody want you to step on the foot. So anytime they see you coming with them big old boots on, you know, they go. you're gonna get through the crowd, okay? Right. You're gonna get through the crowd with them big shoes.
And then Asante, you bring up a good point. I can't speak today with the free stuff that you said you were getting. It reminded me too of that whole section with the vendors and how bomb that part is. You get everything from people making dope art that you can buy, handbags, clothing, hats, jewelry, t-shirts. Then there's like the food too. I remember there was one year we drank something that was really fun. We had a blast. Gave us a lot of energy and it was really exciting.
That was a great year.
That was a great year.
I love that. I love the tables. They also have like cute rarities, right? Like if you're into vintage items and thrift shop items, or like even albums.
Collectibles.
I love that. And then there are some really nice like clothing retailers that are over there too. I saw a coat that was $1,000.
Yeah, they had.
So I'm telling you, they got that stuff in there.
Because listen,
you want to get up in it.
And those were like handmade, like one of a kind pieces. So they were priced appropriately, and they did look fly. Because I remember looking at some of that stuff, being like, for real, like y'all done pulled up out here at the Afropunk, mate. I was like, I can't be buying up the stuff. Like I didn't know I was coming to shop when y'all gave me this free tote. Y'all ain't tell me it was to be filled up with all this product. Now
that's right.
That was
the trick. And now I knew why that big dude was standing there on the edge of that booth. I was like, what's with the third eye? He was security because the coat was $1,000. I'm trying to tell you.
And And a lot of the brands that we love and support too, like hair and skin brands, like it was kind of cool to see the integration of like a lot of our favorite black brands coming together with Afropunk in support of each other, because it's an ecosystem. Obviously, it looks good to have them as vendors, and it's dope for the vendors to have that amplification. So we love that. Afropunk is just like a celebration of all things black. So definitely our
favorite
festival.
They had a full-service hair salon. Remember that?
Wait,
what? Full-service hair salon.
Yeah,
that
somebody was doing
this may
hair.
Have been the year that you weren't there, but they had a full-service hair salon back there on the vendor side.
Stop.
It was a brand. It was a brand, basically. They had an activation. And it was a full-service, like, 5 or 6 stations of hair braiders and cosmetologists over there throwing down.
That
too.
Is
you hear
such
me?
A good idea.
You can almost hear the fingers go. You can hear it. I was like, man.
That's a good idea, too, because if you pull up and your hair wasn't really hitting in comparison with the scene.
Fret not,
or if you
my
know
love.
You, or if it was okay. hitting and you've been partying all day and you've been hitting them stages sweating and you just need, you know, a little re-up right quick.
A little refresher course. Now, what about the acts, the musical acts, which is obviously why we pull up? Who can you remember from the past couple of years of Afropunk that just completely blew your mind?
Two people flat out off rip, FKA Twigs
and
Miguel. Yep, FKA Twigs and Miguel. Those two people for sure, without a doubt, FKA Twigs, her stage presence, her showmanship, her performance level, that is literally performance art. It's more than just a concert. Her dancing, her just the way that she moves her body and expresses herself, like with her dance elements and just the stage itself. Blown away. Santa Gold, too. But
where
blown
was
away.
I for all of these? I'm like, how did I miss Santa Gold and FK
Maybe
Twigs?
Maybe it was on Cloud 8 because I was up on 9.
Now, you know who I was excited to see one year was Xavier Omar. It was
because we love him.
We are huge fans of him. He's a friend of the show, and we knew that Afropunk was something that was on his list of things to accomplish, just on like a personal level. So for us to have been there and in support, I remember when he was coming to the stage, we literally just like busted through the crowd. Like, we have to be there in the front and just showing our support and excitement for our friends who had finally reached this milestone in their career. And the crowd was going crazy because he killed
it.
Of course he killed it. The songs are amazing.
We was all living. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
He had that Austin 316 shirt on, which I still want from him personally. Yes, I remember all of that. That was such a vibe. And friend, I always remember before on the show saying that you're so beautiful, a blind man could love you. And then to be there watching you vibe to it and him like actually performing, I was like, oh, Afropunk, we amazing. This is
such a moment. Such a moment.
And that feeling is what Afropunk is all about to me, because like, it happens every single time you go. There's a moment in the night or in the day where you're just feeling so good.
Man.
And the music is so right, and you get the right breeze, and you just have the right
level
of everything. And you just reach that point. And that is what festival season is all about, specifically Afropunk, though, because of the eclectic nature of the way that the lineups are curated.
And you're with your people experiencing
this. You're with your people.
This, you know?
It feels good. Like, it's just... It's a really, really happy place. Rico Nasty tore it up too 1 year.
Nasty, I would have loved to have caught that.
So good. Who else can I think of?
Was there anyone that
Erykah
you
Badu?
Saw? Oh, how did I miss that? Now I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. Where was I? Was there anyone that you saw and they like surprised you? Not because you thought they were a bad artist, but you just were shocked, like, whoa, this is a bomb set.
FKA Twigs, I know, I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I'm telling you, FKA Twigs, because I already like the song here and there, but seeing that performance, like, blew me away, y'all.
I'm telling
you, I was blown away, and I was sold, fully 10 toes down, like, all hands on deck. I'm a FKA Twigs fan, know the words, I know it hurts, I know all the words, you know what I'm saying? So I love her. I was blown away the way she was dancing and writhing her body.
Because she gives you a show.
It was good.
Her dancers definitely give you a show. So I can imagine.
360 degrees, baby.
What about you, Asante?
I've always loved Kimberly Nicole. It was cool seeing her perform. She hit a stage 1 year. It was cool. I've seen SZA perform there. Like, that was, you know, that back in the day when she used to just wear t-shirts and really be in her avocado bag. You know, which, you know, recently she's been doing some more of with the Dear Evan Ross. Is that the name of that movie? She got a new song on there.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Evan Ross.
Evan Ross. Me. Tracy, brother.
But why we got your attention?
No, but and also, Tracy, brother. Have you ever seen the video? Because I thought about SZA. SZA performed with Willow. She performed a Willow 1 year at Afropunk. It was always dope to see because I remember watching a YouTube video of Jada Pinkett when she performed with her band, Wicked Wisdom.
Wicked Wisdom.
Yes, when they opened for Afropunk.
Which the kind I like.
Listen, Jada and that whole like rock set, like the perfect Afropunk, like that's back when Afropunk was really more punk than it is now. So it would be like so dope to see Jada and Willow, Jada or Wicked Wisdom and Willow do a little something, because Willow is coming up so hard in her like rock bag. And I know Willow, she kills it at Afropunk every time.
And it's authentic. It's authentic,
right,
too.
Right. She ain't trying on
identity.
She's
probably been influenced.
Yeah.
She was probably influenced by her mom's records. Mm-hmm.
You know who threw me, who was like threw me for a loop? And funny enough, Dustin, I actually remember standing next to you and the two of us reacted at the same time, because we were like, who is that? And we were looking up at the stage because we couldn't put a name to it. We didn't know. Then we asked, and it was Little Sims. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes, yes. It was on the stage that was in front. It wasn't on the park side. It was on the side that was in front of like where our booth
where
was.
Where our meet and greet booths. Yes, yeah, by the food. Yes. By the food.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Because it was
picture
like
it. Afropunk.
Because the set started and the music kicked on and they jumped on stage and we just both were like, who is that? And that's, I think, one of my favorite highs, too, of a festival, when you don't know the songs or the person, but it's so good. You get captivated
you have
to run to find out more and just enjoy it. And then you get put on to someone new that you discovered organically, like because you were there and were able to watch them. And I think that's one of the coolest parts, because that's how I discovered Lil Sims, like that literal
that's
day.
That's what it's all about to me. I remember that the sun was out, actually. I remember that it was yesterday.
Like a movie scene,
we
right?
We was like,
who is that? And we ran and it was just so bomb, so bomb. Shout out to Lil Sims too. You killed that set.
Still a big part too of what makes Afropunk so fun, and that's what I'm over here trying to find right now, is the declaration that they have up next to the stage, letting you know what they are not having in this space, right?
Word.
I'm trying to look it up now because I would love to recite it, because I do believe that it puts people in the right frame of mind and makes everybody just focused on having a good time. Where is the... Okay, here we go, right here. So it says, no sexism, no racism, no ableism, no ageism, no homophobia, no fatphobia, no transphobia, no hatefulness.
Period.
And they have that posted all throughout
every
the grounds.
Stage on the side of every
festival
stage.
Festival grounds, you see it. You see it by the stages. You see it by the food. You see it by the vendors. You see it by the bathrooms. You see it everywhere on the festival grounds. And it's a constant reminder that it's a safe space. And although that might sound corny to some people or whatever, it may be something that you just casually observe and just overlook and continue about your day, it does register as you're looking at this stage and you see that on the sides, like, this really is important and it's really part of like the integrity of the festival. So I appreciate it.
And the culture.
I wanted to say all that stuff and then say, yes, Dustin, at the bottom of it. Because I'm allowed, okay?
I love that though.
I love that too, because especially since we were talking about how it's like all different types of fly, like some of these people really lit, like, you know, when I went, I just like cosplayed for a day, you know, Anime Asante came out. So
come
I got
on.
Me
oh
my little like
God,
ninja
yes.
outfit.
Oh my God.
And
how
so,
can we forget the most legendary look? The most
look,
legendary
I don't know,
look.
I don't know. Cause I just know I was in Rolling Stone. People would do pictures of it. I was taking pictures all day.
You
like
had
that
the
was
umbrella.
It's been archived.
Do you remember
somebody
the
gave me that umbrella? Was it? Wait a minute. Do you know who gave me that umbrella?
Who gave it to you? Because it was bomb. It was just added to the look. It made everyone just be like, where did you get all of these pieces?
Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on this, but from For All Nerds, oh my God. who is the old boy from For All Nerds? He gave me that umbrella.
DJ Ben Hameen?
No,
Chico.
Chico. Yeah.
Chico, Two Cheeks. I don't know why I nicknamed him Two Cheeks, and that's what I was trying to remember, but I had nicknamed him Two Cheeks at some point. Two Cheeks gave me that umbrella. Chico Leo, I think, gave me that umbrella. Yeah. Shout out to him. That makes it even funnier. But that umbrella completed my outfit, and I was just lit all day. People just kept stopping me like, can I take a picture? And friend, I think it was me, you, and other friend, Cheska Lee.
Someone took the most beautiful, epic picture of the three of us, because that same day that you had that outfit was the same day that I had that beautiful Whitney Alex two-piece. So we just really came out. And then Cheska Lee had on like a similar black and white printed dress. So like it was the two of us outside of Asante. So we looked like bookends. And then you were just in the middle just being fly. And someone took a beautiful picture that I'm actually happy you reminded me of, because that's one of the pictures I want to get printed for my friend wall, because it was so sweet and special. And it just shows. And that's the picture that when you're old, you can be like, look how cool I was.
That's right.
Yo, I got so much.
I had a metallic gold toga on that year. I was letting it all hang out. Yeah.
Oh, that was such a vibe.
Greek god. Yeah, that was a good time, man.
Yeah, you killed that look, Asante. That was really, really fun. I remember when we met up together in Harlem to head there, and you pulled up down the block, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I didn't even know. I was like, you know, we going to a festival. I don't really do this, so let me just do a little something.
Do it up.
And it paid off. It was a great day.
That's another fun thing about the Afropunk Day. I know here in New York, at least, as you're traveling to the festival, you can immediately identify other people that are attending based on what they have on. Like, you see people on your way, you'd be like, I'm going to Afropunk.
That's so real. You know that you see, especially when you're getting close and you start seeing people walking through the streets, like those longer streets in Brooklyn, where you're like, they must be headed to the Afropunk. Because you know it. Yes. Where else would they be going looking at fly?
They going to the park.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I love that. It's a camaraderie.
It really is. You know, or on the train. Line,
you see people you know. Oh, hey. Right. You know, it's just a good time.
Mind you, y'all looking like y'all in two completely different worlds. Like, it's like Wakanda Forever over here talking to death metal. And it's like, why? How they know? They going to the same place.
And it just works. It just works. You know what I mean? It just goes.
No, my favorite too is when it's over, people are walking to the train. So the train cars are just filled with all these fly ass black people with crazy outfits and hairdos and makeup. And
everybody look like they got in a fight because they've been out on them grounds all day. So your neck should be stretched out. You know what I'm saying? Curls fail. You know what I'm saying? Just be one of them things. You know.
And you know, when you mention the cool part of like bumping into people, it's also a cool place to catch up with people that you probably haven't seen in forever, because everyone knows to go there. It's like a thing where if you're into socializing, if you like being in the mix sometimes, and if you love music and fashion and just that world, that culture, you're going to pop up to Afropunk in Brooklyn and New York. Like, it's just a thing that we all do.
Yeah.
And so you end up having so many reunions with people that you love, and then sharing blankets, you know, which is, I think that was my favorite part. Like, I ended up sharing blankets with people I hadn't seen for years, and we're watching Lenny Kravitz, you know, performing on the stage and sharing food and just that kind of that feel. It almost feels like college, you know, that feeling of like sitting on a hill with your friends and hanging out. I think we don't really get to do that as much anymore because we're such a technologically social world now that it's nice to sit on a blanket with someone and just chill and catch up and see how life is going.
It is nice to be on a blanket with somebody, especially at Afropunk. You know, I'm a day one Afropunk vet, right? So I went before it was like a ticketed for purchase event.
I remember
when it was free.
But you just pull up.
Okay. A 1 day event type, or 2 days type back then, I think it was too, but it was free. You just pull up. And now to see the growth, to see the expansion, to see it in different cities, you know, and still echo those same sentiments that I mentioned, you know, because I'm going to stick beside them sentiments. I'm going to stick beside them. Because it's a big part of it. So to see that replicated no matter where they are in the world, I just think it speaks to like the strength of their voice. And I love that because that's why I go there and I be feeling so free. I walk around, be so happy, smiling. Hey, hi, yes, thank you, yes, hi.
Totally in your
all
element.
The whole day. And I've gone alone. 1 year, both of you were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And as we started this show, we recognize the value in having a presence at Afro Park.
Yes.
And fortunately, we've been able to make that happen. And that year, I wanted us to have some sort of presence. And so I went alone, y'all. And
I mean, but that's the kind of place you can, though.
Yeah.
That was the year that Miguel performed.
So and that's so why
I y'all know how much I love his music.
It was perfect.
And so it
for
was
you.
Like just me. Yeah, just me soaking in the show. And I have videos in my phone. That I recorded, sorry, Afropunk, that I recorded, you know, my experience there or whatever. And you can hear people like coming up saying hello, and then it goes right, like out, you can see the camera pan down to the ground while I'm saying hello to somebody else. And then after they go, it goes back up and sees, you see the performance. Because I was having such a good time, but that just speaks to, you know, the overall energy there. I love Afropunk.
And even though you were alone, you probably weren't alone because I know people was popping up on you like, Dustin, what's up?
I was not alone. They was here with me. Do you understand that? Yes.
Okay, if you could go, I know that there's been Afropunks in different places, right? We don't got to name them all.
Hmm.
If you could go to an Afropunk in a different place, whether it exists or not, because, you know, I feel like there's some places that don't have Afropunk yet that could use Afropunk, but we'll get there if it ever happens. But anyway, if you could choose a different place to go to Afropunk, where would you want to go? I'm going to cheat because I'm going to have two answers, but I want to start with my first answer by saying Atlanta. I'm just really sad that I haven't been to Afropunk Atlanta yet.
Yeah.
That would be so
cute. I wanted to go to South Africa that year that they had it on New Year's Eve.
No. I'm saying that's exactly what I would have done too. I think it was Afropunk. Was it Cape Town?
It was Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannesburg it was. Mm. Yeah.
But it was Solange and I want to say Miguel.
Get
was it Solange
out of
and somebody? But it was a good.
And
good
the fashion.
Show.
Did you see the fashion that came out of there? Because that's what
so
I was
sharp.
Looking for. Our friend Antoinette actually went to it and mm-hmm. she yes. had a blast. She was showing me videos and pictures and I was like, yo, we got to get out there. So I hope they do that
we
again.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to go somewhere else, though, I would want to, like, look at the water, like, have it on, like, a beach, you know, have the festival or the performances on a beach so we could see the water. So maybe L.A., maybe, like, Miami. I don't know, somewhere with a beautiful, beautiful, like, beachfront.
I could see
and
that.
And we can enjoy the
That's
show.
Really
that would be
cool.
a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that would really be a vibe, so.
What about Asante? Okay, Asante, I want to add to that. Because you said Atlanta, but what would be, if you could design, like Dustin just did, an Afropunk in a city that it doesn't exist in, with what backdrop, what type of vibe, which artist, like let's just make our own Afropunk. Where would it be and what would it look like?
Okay, well, you know, this is actually easy. I thought this was going to be hard because my answer would have been Atlanta, but Atlanta's already, you know, happening, it's being done. But I don't know a lot about, I'm just going to say Afropunk Houston, just because, you know, it's a lit black scene. Because I was going to say Afropunk DC maybe, because, you know, music scene in the DMV is crazy and still there's like so much more that's there to explore. But I would say Houston, just because I want to see like where the Chop and Screw intersects with like the rock influences and stuff like that. So I would like to see Afropunk Houston. As far as who I would put on Houston, I mean, you got to obviously put people there that are from, you know, obviously the Stallion and stuff. But no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I have to come back to this because initially when we were going to design our own Afropunks, I was going to say I want to see Lil Nas X do an Afropunk. Because he's crossed over from country to pop and then his album has like a lot of rock influences and emo. And I love that. So it'd be dope to see him really pull his emo thread or his alternative punk threads at Afropunk. But mixed answer, because there's a lot I could do there.
I like it.
So I want to see Afropunk Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm going to tell
you why. Oh my gosh, that'd be sick.
Because guess where they could have the festival? In the parking lot of Bella Noche. That's why.
Only you.
An iconic staple in pop culture. A place that means something to somebody, okay? And they could set that stage up in that large parking lot, you know, have safety checks at checkpoints, you know, so we ain't got to worry about the reason why we all know that space exists. But Bella Noches, to me, Afropunk, Bella Noches collab, that's a step in the right direction for the future of music, live music. I like that.
And if Beyonce does, because, you know, obviously someone's going to say, if you do Houston, Beyonce got to do it. If Beyonce were to decide.
She love you, Houston.
Because if Beyonce were to decide to grace the stage at Afropunk Houston, obviously imagine that's perfect that. Because she's going to do her Alanis Morissette and all that and really, like, go those places that we know she goes and then some. So I just want to throw that back in there, too. Sorry. Go ahead, friend. I want to hear your answer. I want to hear where you're about to go.
So... Dustin really set the vibe for me as far as the beach, because I think that would just be perfect.
That's what I said for Bella Noche. No. Really?
That too.
But
that
said,
too.
Okay.
A concrete beach. Yeah. Asphalt beach.
He really set that vibe because I can picture, can't you picture everyone holding their shoes and just like barefoot, you know, or losing their shoes because you won't even no care. Okay, body. You see it.
Hey.
But I would do it in Brazil.
Ooh.
Afropunk Brazil. Very specifically in Bahia, which is the African port of Brazil. That's where the black folk are. That's where I lived for a year. And let me tell you, those people are beautiful. They know how to have fun. They can dance, they can sing. Like, it's just such an energetic vibe. Every concert I went to, it didn't matter if the artist was American or global or local from Brazil. Everyone in the audience knew every single word without even needing to speak the language. They do not play when it comes to their concerts. And I remember asking my host sister, like, how is it possible that every concert I've gone to, everyone knows the words? And she was like, it's just a part of our culture. Like, you memorize the song of the artist because it adds to the feel when everyone is singing it together. It does something, and it's just a big part of how we move here. And I was so blown away by that because I was like, I
feel seen. Y'all know, y'all have been in parties with me.
Did you
know,
that's go
a big
off.
Part of the Dustin experience is reciting the words to unlikely songs. And so I really, I feel seen, friend. Now we got
to
go.
Now we got to go. And so I think to have those images of my past experiences having like attended concerts in Brazil, now I integrate that with my images and experiences of us at Afropunk. Those are just two worlds that would be explosive, so fun. And then because, you know, they have beautiful beaches, it'll be on the beach. I mean, that's a vibe. And honestly, the Brazilian artists, whether they were like massive megastars, like I know there's like Ivete Sangalo. She's like this huge, incredible artist that's always like at the top bill of every festival. So you could have her, but also like the local artists that were handing out their music and CDs. I think if Target had like an emerging stage for them as well in Brazil, so that everyone can kind of get some shine regardless of where you're at in your career. Yo.
That is a great idea. We would love to host that Brazilian
and
stage.
And hosted by the Friend
Zone. I'm ready to sweat. Yes.
Oh.
That would be my dream.
You really set that one up, friend. Wow.
Now I have a question.
You're looking for my alley, you're up it.
Now here's my question to y'all. So we have this Brazilian Afropunk. Who are the top five American artists that you would put on the bill for that concert?
Oh, okay. Ooh. let me think.
Because that's quite the backdrop. That's quite the vibe.
Well, it's got to be some, okay. So you got to have somebody who's a tried and true performer, right? You got to blow us away. So, and they have to have international appeal so that everyone can, you know, enjoy the art. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to tell you who can get it lit no matter where they at. Mary J. Blige got it. Put Mary J. Blige on that stage.
And they don't even have to learn them because you know they know those words already. Yep. That's a staple right there.
So there's one. Now give me what you got. Give me one more, y'all.
Asante, who you got?
I got a real wild answer, right? But follow me, camera. Nelly Furtado.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she speak the language, you know what I'm saying?
She could bring out
Timbaland. Timbaland could bring out guests, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be like, oh, what?
Ooh,
like, y'all doing Afropunk? Like, oh, well, we out. Like, you know, the people are going to know some of the old school Timbo songs or songs. He's going to be like, you know this song? Like, it's going to be a whole thing. Like, that's a movie right there. So Nelly Furtado, like, that's just one of my friends, y'all. Choice. Like,
okay, I love that idea. And because Aaliyah's estate. Aaliyah's estate has put out her music, maybe they'll allow an Aaliyah set within that too, which would be such an homage. Imagine the whole audience just singing Aaliyah with images of her on a screen.
I thought you was going to say a hologram.
No, we ain't doing that.
Oh, that's why when you said her name, I was like, I know she ain't about to say Aaliyah hologram.
I would never. Could you imagine?
It's Aaliyah Hart, not hologram.
Honestly, if I was an artist, I would put a clause in my will that you could not recreate my likeness in any form of technology.
Let thy will be done, okay? Because ain't going to be no Fran hologram long as I'm watching the door, okay?
I know I talk a lot about technology, but I don't want that either.
Same. I don't want to be no dancing lights, okay?
Oh, side note. One thing, because we were just talking about like international Afropunks, because I remember going to Paris with Crystal. I don't want to talk about this whole thing.
You guys,
but they had
Afro
it was the
Punk?
Same weekend. Well, we didn't go to, we didn't get to go. We went for the Jay-Z Beyonce concert. Yeah. And so it was the same weekend as
A weekend to have to choose
as Afropunk and. France was playing in some sports thing, Russia and soccer, they won like the World Cup that very same weekend.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, y'all were lit that weekend. I know it was bumping on the street.
First of all, Beyonce and Jay-Z performed Niggas in Paris Like,
that's crazy.
It was so fucking lit. It was just so lit. But I wish that we would have got to go to Afropunk at the same time because SZA was there. Like, I just remember being like, we in Paris and it would be something to just see SZA on a stage out here rocking with all like the French folks that are just out here and they know the words and they get the vibe. Like, because
you
the
were
looks,
stuck in between a rock and a Beyonce place. It's a hard choice. You know, it's really not a, you know.
Very much so. But it was cool seeing people on the tube in their Afropunk outfits out there and be like, wow, that is so dope that y'all going to the festival. Like, y'all look so good. And to see all the prints, because like I said, we was just out here. Some people was just playing and doing the Wakanda Forever. But to see like everybody really representing their part of Africa with their prints and stuff and be like, wow, so y'all got, there's more history and heritage here.
That's
between Paris and London. It would be dope
the
to go
diaspora.
To any of those in Johannesburg. It'd be dope to go to any of those international ones or host our own in Brazil. Okay.
We putting it out there. We planting the seed.
Oh, what about that field Rihanna was running through in the We Found Love video? Where was she at? Iceland or whatever. Let's go up there. Put it in there. There's a lot of land.
Let me tell you something about Iceland. It is stunning. We remember Maya and I went for that campaign we shot out there with the Blue Lagoon.
Incredible.
I mean, come on. They could have that
put
as
it
the
there so we could be
in the
we could be in the pool. Yes.
Yeah.
Now
that
we cooking
would be
with gas.
So sick.
I like that.
Everyone with their drinks.
Did like a free black season where they just did it somewhere random and it was like a destination festival. Like that would be super, super lit. But someone go ahead of time and like scout some locations for stuff. Like, and then black people just come and be free together and not have to be in their own city. It would be really, really dope to see something like that happen because it's already such a dope expressive place overall.
I love that idea.
Yeah, like an Afropunk Tom Joyner cruise. Yes. A capsule collection.
They should have one of those too. Low key. Wait, but we didn't finish picking our top five American artists.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Fantasia. I'm ready to scream. I want some screamers on the panel. Like,
you see
the
audience.
No,
you
electric
don't
guitar.
Want me, then don't talk to me.
They will be going on.
Waving hands in Portuguese, y'all. I'm telling
when
you.
I see you.
No, let me think who else.
You know who I would have?
Who?
A. Marie. Mm-hmm. Let her do that yes. whole first album, and then when she kicks off, okay, top to bottom, no skips, and then when she hits that one thing to close out the show with dances yes. and just that energy, the drums, and I then you can have the so Brazil has this drum group that's like, I mean, legendary, called Olodum, and have mm-hmm. them come and perform in the drums. Yes. Yes, which would be a really
now
cool.
Now it's getting lit.
Come on now. Yes. It would be a really cool way to integrate their culture into ours. So that would be my number one. My first pick would be Amy.
And since it's Brazilian, you know who we could get to host? Wax.
I'm so mad at that joke.
Shout out to Wax.
I don't know how Wax got here. I wish I was more in touch with some international music, though, because you remember the girl... oh, never mind. She was just the girl from Rio.
She is Fred.
Marissa Machado.
Not the cop stuff.
I'm going with every day Larissa Machado's performing, because, you know... She might not be a good example, but I just love that there's like an Afro-Brazilian presence. And like, I just know whatever day that they do the music from like localized music or whatever is on their radio before they let us and our artists out there, like, I want to be there for that day too. So I
that
can just
sounds
really
bomb.
See what's going on.
Who got a bunch of international hits too, y'all? Because we need like an international like pop artist on the bill. Somebody that's got a lot of hits.
Who would be
who
like?
Who else can we do? That can dance, like dance. Because you can't
show.
Be in Brazil standing still. We got to be dancing.
Right.
I would give an opportunity to someone that I think has a great show but gets overlooked in mm-hmm. this market.
Dawn.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dawn.
I was going to say for Victoria sure. Monet.
You know, I don't
you
know why too. I knew you were thinking
you knew
that
it.
Already. I
she
knew
gets
when you were
her whole family.
She's so good. Her whole family. Yeah. Bring him out too. Because she's so talented. She has the mm-hmm. look, she has the energy, the pen, the yeah. voice, the songs,
the pen for sure.
The ability
the
to dance,
show.
The body, the face. I mean, it's like, what? There's nothing missing. We love her songs, but for some reason, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't put her out there like that. So she would be my
yes,
two.
I love that.
She'd be my second choice. So we got Amory, Victoria Monet, Fantasia. This is quite the set.
Look, I had already told you Nelly Furtado, because she's gonna
bring Nelly Furtado, Big Frida.
Big Frida.
Big Frida.
Let's really get it shaking.
Honestly, Frida would need to
Frida
be on
would
the bill.
Tear it up and be
hell,
in Brazil.
Yeah.
Frida,
you know, they
in Brazil.
Frida don't give a fuck where they at. They
yo,
will tear
they
it
need
up.
To put Big Frida in Brazil, just period. Like, that needs to be a mesh. That would be sick. All those Brazilian girls from Carnival.
Throw
wobble,
it.
Wobble,
throw
wobble,
it.
Wobble. That'd be so sick. Oh, my God.
Frida going to bring some of the girls up and be like, let me see you do this. Like, oh. Like, that would be lit.
They'd be calling your posterior a javelin. You know why? Because you'd be throwing it. That's why. Okay?
Not a javelin.
That's why. You're throwing it. That's why. Okay.
Who else y'all got?
Well, you know, you got to bring out some sort of a rapper, rap artist.
True, true. Let's tap into the rappers. Who's like a dynamic rapper, though? With a good
Flo
stage
Rida.
Show. Pitbull.
Rapper? No. Pitbull, not Mr. 305.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what? Lil Jon.
Oh my God. Yes.
Now, why you playing? Lil Jon probably already got a relationship with the festival.
For real. Because
in Brazil,
John,
the festival people.
Because Lil Jon
going conglomerate of Brazil. He is definitely.
Because Lil Jon got all different types of black acts he go, or like all different types of music he could bring out. So from
and
the crunk era
Ubi.
To the festival. Why you please?
Don't forget about who. Let cast the net round the Ubi's way too, and scoop her up and bring her on the bill. Put her on the bill. Yes. Lil Jon got them hits though. Lil Jon got them hits, and you know
and the
there,
energy
they get crunk
to get a crowd hype
yes.
too. You know,
yes,
yeah. He's I would love that. That's actually really good.
Yeah, that would be great. And who else? Kenny G, because everybody knows them Kenny G saxophone songs. Everybody know them Kenny G saxophone songs.
That's at the end of the night when we tired and everybody.
That's how we close. That's our. Thank you for coming out. Okay,
that's how you tell people you ain't gotta go home. But clearly,
please make your way.
No, that's so mean. Not making him the wrap up music.
Nah, because we love them saxophone songs. You know we love them King D saxophone songs.
You know who would have been lit, but I know RuPaul. She's retired now. Well, RuPaul would have been lit. Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
If we want to throw in, too, like, the classics, because you know we got to have a classical artist, too, she would have been lit, because she'd give you a stage show, okay? And then
definitely
all that discography through the years, it could be like a review, like a Tina Turner review.
Yeah. And let Elton John, let him slam them piano keys around there down to Brazil, too. Everybody know Benny and the Jets. That's played around the world.
That's Claude's favorite song.
Elton John, put him on that stage. Let him slam them piano, tickle the ivory real quick.
You know, after a short review, I would actually like to throw RuPaul into the race for being on that stage.
That'd be a moment.
Just a drag race.
Literally that.
I RuPaul just heard the new song. Jaden XD were playing it, and I heard the new song. They debuted it.
RuPaul got some songs.
RuPaul has made music. RuPaul has worked with many a drag queen. RuPaul has had many entertainers come on their show. So I just feel like RuPaul could have a set with drag queens.
If you put RuPaul on there, I want LeAndrea Johnson.
Okay, let's give it a moment.
Okay, because we get the spirit over Brazil too.
Kirk Franklin, let's get the spirit.
Ooh, we could be stomping on the stage, y'all. Let's go ahead and put Kirk Franklin on there. He got to watch his mouth, though. Kirk Franklin, we can go ahead and put Kirk Franklin on the stage. This is Target stage. It's a family stage. We don't need all
the irony.
You know, watch your mouth.
Oh, I love this.
Ooh, okay. Since we go in there, Sounds of Blackness can do a song. I wouldn't mind hearing Optimistic in Brazil. They're Optimistic over there, too.
That'd be bomb. Earth, Wind, and Fire, since we're in that world. Let's just take it to
George
the
George Clinton and them.
We outside.
George Clinton. So,
Parliament, yes. And you know, they still touring. Yep.
That'd be a vibe.
Bootsy. Okay. Bootsy, just to be clear.
Right.
Let's see.
In case anyone misheard.
Right. I say a Bootsy. Okay.
Imagine me saying Bootsy. Now, okay, so out of the newer artists that are out, because there's a lot of them, who would you give a chance to if there was one slot for a new artist?
Let me think. Do you have a genre?
No genre. Just someone that you think is fly enough and would do well.
Coi Leray.
I knew you know what?
Coi Leray.
If I had bet on his answer.
He was going to say that.
Cause you know why? Because she numb to the pain.
I should have bet money.
And she like... Yeah, on Coi Leray. That's who you better put your money on, because that's the future. She is the future. That's the future of youth music. I love everything about her. And youth music, youth ministry, and everybody out there would love that No More Party song on the beach in Brazil. That would be like... Mm.
That would be cute on the beach.
Good.
Yeah.
Asante, who's the new that you would...
I
in Brazil?
This answer, Lil Nas X.
LaKaylee 47.
I would look. LaKaylee would turn it up and turn it out.
Oh my God.
And got records
just
too.
Just the records alone.
Attitude. Like,
Attitude. Yes. I got an ad. And girl. Never mind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I would love to see Lil Nas kill it in Brazil. And I know that they're a little progressive down there too. So, you know, the male dancers and everybody, and they be going up and be like, I'll be like, hey, they get it out here too.
They be throwing that javelin. They don't care what bathroom you use.
People in
throw
town
the javelin.
For them,
you got a javelin,
PBLs.
Throw it.
Who would I put up there? Who's someone that's been like?
La Mickey Minaj.
La Mickey. I mean, do we consider Cardi B a new artist? Because she hasn't been around that long. She just has such a ride. So. You think she's already too established?
Yeah, she's a top biller, A-list.
Because
like,
I would throw her on. First of all, Cardi B needs to be there, period.
Right.
For sure.
What a headlining, because she would just be a blast. Like, her energy, even just, she could even be the host. Like, yeah, all jokes aside.
She gotta perform, though, because I want to hear Bodak Yellow.
you know they're going to play it.
Bring me. Mm-hmm. Dang, I haven't heard that song in so long.
Say, well, y'all know the words.
Right.
Okay, Normani. I want to give her an opportunity. Wow, the silence.
I love that Wild Side song. And she could come out on Cardi set. They could do Wild Side. That's perfect.
She is such a great performer to me.
She is. Beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's fun to watch. And I think she can really, really dance.
Like seriously dance.
Like, very similar to like the artists that we grew up on and just that type of showmanship. Yeah. Because when I saw her on that Rihanna Savage Fenty, the Fenty fashion show, that little red box, she killed that. Mm-hmm. And all she did was perform in a box. Like, for you to make a box interesting enough for someone to want to watch that for 3 minutes, to me,
that means you got it.
I mean, you got it. And to me, to be honest, it was stronger than any other performance I've seen of hers this year. So I was captivated. So I would put her up there just to have someone new have an opportunity to kill it. I think she would be my newbie choice for sure.
I think that's a great choice.
Right?
I do. I think that's an incredible choice, actually. And you know who else I'm going to put up there? What's the little boy name that be like, save my people?
Stop.
What's the little boy? Yeah, that's who we're going to give a chance. What's his name? Y'all know Keydron or whatever his name is, Bryant. Y'all know the little hollering boy with his palms up. Put him on that
so
stage.
Glad I don't know this answer.
Put him up there. Put him up. Hello, Brazil. Thank you, Afropunk, for saving us. Put him up there. You know what I'm saying? Let us. Because we got to touch the issues, friend. We got to touch the issue.
And since you said Normani, right, I want to also have a set for Teyana Taylor in Brazil.
Oh my God, it's part of her farewell tour. That could be like the final stop. I like that idea.
She could like pass the baton to Normani or something, or you know, it could be real celebratory some way. But
I like
Teyana Taylor, I've been told, and I've seen several clips, but she puts on a show. So to see her like really just do that live in another country, and then maybe they'd be like, why America treating you like this? And then she just get like international success. Like that would be super dope to see. Cause I love when people do that too. Like I remember being in love with the fact that Maya was so big in Japan at the same time. Back
oh
in
my
the
God,
day. Like,
Maya.
Wow, this is so
we
crazy.
Should have Maya come out
Maya.
Too.
She gotta do it. Cause whose are these? She
and
gotta
Cisco
do it.
Gotta come out just for that performance too.
For sure. And Teresa Jadai's daughter. She got to come out and do her number one global smash hit, waking up in the morning thinking about so many things. She has got to perform her hit. That's a world. That's a global. You're talking about global
An
impact.
Act. Okay. You know that's who it. We're forgetting? The one
Tyrese.
And only. I wouldn't mind Tyrese. Okay. That first album
only,
was my
only
joint.
The Coca-Cola song, though. That's all I want to hear.
And give him a set, too, with the bus and everything. No, I
and
would
give
bring
him the
on... I would bring on Doja Cat. We're forgetting Doja.
Oh, yeah, Doja.
Oh, she can headline,
okay,
actually.
Because she is, that's showmanship, too. Like, she got that old school performance. Like, you can see with every performance that she studies, she works hard. Uh-huh. She wants to be bigger and better than her previous performance. So imagine what she would do on a stage in Brazil with Afropunk and Target.
Especially since she's so big on doing like alternate versions of her songs too,
right?
And sets,
so we'll
and
hear
then the
a different
alternative
version.
Versions.
Maybe
period.
Something
so
Brazilian.
Bring all that.
Maybe she, knowing her, she would kind of flip it to something not bossa nova, but maybe it'll have like a bossa nova slowdown and kind of flip it. You know, that'd be dope.
Yeah, that would be really dope. She could do it. What about Tinashe? Tinashe could fill one of them spots.
Word.
On the
I was thinking Tinashe about
that
earlier. Another
Tinashe
one
delivers.
That gets overlooked.
Yeah, she delivers.
Yep.
And even Tinashe, another one that can play in the alternative realm. You know, these are Afro-punkers, I feel like. Even, you know, I know that this is a stretch, but I'm going to say her name again, Megan Thee Stallion. It would be cute to watch her in Brazil, too, just because she likes to rock out with the hotties. So she'd be like,
that's the best new artist anyway. She needs to do everything.
Just
I want to see
her
everywhere.
It. Right.
She'd be like, let me see all my hotties. Put your guitars in there. Let me see y'all moshing up here, hotties. Like
Anderson Paak.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Anderson Paak.
Any album, too, because he just got it like that. I love Anderson Paak. India Sean on the emerging
India
stage.
India Sean for sure.
India yes, gotta be at sure. all okay. the Afro punks all the time anyway. Period.
Louis York and the
Shindellas.
I want to
sing background on Leather Do I.
The Shindellas.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Louis York.
What is it? What was that? Long. What was that?
We need that whole
that
stage.
Cameo video. I heard you something up the Shindellas. That's what it's on my mind.
I heard you in the group, the Shindellas.
LaShante. Oh my gosh. Hey, her. Put LaShante up there. Let me think who else. Who else can we have up here singing and jamming? New Edition.
Escape.
Everybody love New Edition. Put Escape for sure. Put Escape
SWV.
On there.
SWV.
You don't really know.
Blueprint.
Yep, all of them. Blueprint, yes. You can sing your song in Brazil on Africa. You in Blueprint.
Low key, that one got a little flair to it too now. For the stage Brazil.
The island vibe too.
What would you,
the boys that were singing, I'm an island boy.
What if that's where I'll
Wait,
be right away
put them
to.
Up there.
Hold on. What outfit would you put Blueprint in for their Afropunk debut?
Some of that stuff they didn't want at the.
We need to dress
Afro-punk
them.
Gotta be
okay,
eclectic.
We need to dress them.
Get the rack of clothes they didn't want to wear, and let's make them mix and match off of that, so they just really go at the, you know, the vibe. Afropunk.
I'm so mad at you,
Keely. Ooh, in Brazil, you know Keely gonna be on that doing that floor work. She's doing that floor work as a dancer. Yeah, Keely gonna tear it up in Brazil, baby. You talking about Bossa Nova style. You Keely gonna, I'm telling you.
I am so over y'all.
That would be good. That would be really good. Who else? You know who I want?
Who?
Never mind, y'all. Cause
no,
I,
go
I
ahead.
Keep, no, I have to keep
he
it.
He gotta
you
take
know,
it back.
Yeah, I have to respectfully, you know, respect. But just know there's more people that we can put on this bill. That's all I got to say.
Now, here's my question too. Outside of mm-hmm. music, what else would you set up areas for? Like, do you think there are other forms of talent that you would include? Would you just leave it to the music? Because I always think of that too. Like, what else can be included? Because I think of people who are so funny. Like, would you do a set with comedians? Think of, like, especially on the internet, there's so many funny people.
I would use comedians as hosts to introduce the acts and I would also have a host come out to walk the acts off stage, which would be really funny.
Like on the Apollo?
Yeah, that's where the comedians could be inserted, I think. I would do
that's
that.
That's a really good
but,
idea.
But, you know, you got to keep the vibe right. You know what I'm saying? So right. I would do little like intermissions in between. Maybe we could put other types of talent in between the sets of the main stage musical performance.
While people
right?
are waiting so like, for the acts
people
to
are
change.
Switching over
and,
the,
right,
yeah.
right, right.
We could do like a slap fest like they used to do on the radio. Remember, you try to see who can slap whoever till they just can't take it no
could
more.
Could you imagine?
Queen of the Ring freestyles. I think that would be great.
That would be lit.
Over there as well.
Honestly, if they had freestyle battles or something.
That would be interesting mm-hmm. having some ciphers. No, you didn't say hair braiding.
Yes, yeah.
I mean,
can you imagine once in a while, if you had the fastest braids, you have, and the models would be sitting in them chairs like.
Like, it would be dope if Afropunk had their own little hair show or something like that, or a little tent for the hair.
Hair show. Take it to Atlanta, Bronner Brothers style in Brazil. A hair show.
That would be sick. That. See,
if
I
they
love
started
it.
Doing like a little hair show, if they had like a tent where you could go and just like network a little bit, or even like a photo booth, photo shoot tent, or like an influencer tent where you can go and do a little boomerang right quick. Or
that's so
just,
cute.
Yeah. Like,
what about like fashion too? Like, have some runways available for local talent that design some of the looks that people are wearing, and they can just have mm-hmm. the fashions coming up and down, you know, giving them an opportunity to be amplified too. Because remember, the fashion is such a big part of the culture. So
we
can
let
cool.
them dress the comedians. You know what I'm saying? That come and walk people out, and we can even have models on stage just looking good. You know what I'm saying? Dressed in those fashions of the people that you're talking about.
Like Kiki Shears. Just
yeah,
coming out
walking
with a
out
nice
doing
dress.
The, yeah, whatever. Yup.
You know, friend, that's a great idea would be like a little stage set, like a runway, a catwalk.
Yes. Wait, I said like, Kiki Shear. Did I mean Kiki Shepherd?
Both of them, actually. be sharp. So it's the same effect, you know.
What were you saying? You meant I'm Kiki sorry, Shepherd, it's like
if they had the runway, and sometimes it would be like local talent doing their runway, or there's mm-hmm. sometimes they would just leave it open for people to like do pictures and videos, or if they I found people that. In the audience and be like, you know, you need to go to the runway, make sure you get your video or something like that, like a almost like an activation,
yes.
like to have people showcase their creativity. So it's like they build this reel of lookbooks, and then also be giving the people their looks back. So you know. After I'm hung, I'm just saying, that'd be a great way.
I'm
going to
have that stuff on, so I know I'm going to be on the stage. Because I'm a step. If we're going to Brazil for Afropunk, I'm going to tell you right now, game over when it comes to the looks, because I'm going to stage. Step. I'm going to have that stuff on.
Thinking okay? about 2:30, so, go to this stage. 3 o'clock, yeah. go to this stage.
Man. Big stepper, it. Baby, in Brazil, please.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I think we did a good job reimagining Afropunk today and also highlighting our favorite parts, everything from the music,
yeah.
the emerging artists, the fashion, the hair, and even imagining the cities and artists that we would bring out. Any last things you want to say about Target, about Afropunk, and just what we're celebrating today?
I just want to give the flowers to Afropunk and to Target for sponsoring and aligning with Afropunk.
Such we just want to give them their flowers
now. Now they may have come out of a crown of somebody's head that was at the festival, but we're gonna give you the flowers nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for years of good memories, years of Man. Good times that I will literally never yes. forget. And just great relationships built around that festival. So shout out to Afropunk, and that's right on Target.
I love okay. that. And for you who, for those of you listening that haven't been able to experience it, hopefully there are many more to come in all the different cities. But I tell you, start at Brooklyn if you can. I feel like that's just the heart of it. That's where it started.
It really is the Beyonce.
And then it really is. And then you can build out and just see how it's been expanded like in within yeah. the diaspora, which is really cool. Like Asante was saying, he saw people on the tube in Paris, and I'm sure it was reminiscent of like us on the 2 and 3 train headed down there in our outfits. So I think it's really cool to see how that translates in different cities. So if you haven't experienced it, definitely make it a thing, add it to your bucket list, because it's something to experience. Asante.
That's right. If you love music and you love fashion and you love Black people, Afropunk is the place to be. Shout out to Afropunk for providing such a safe space for Black people of all walks of Black to come together and merge their Blackness and just support and enjoy everything and everybody. So shout out to Target, shout out to Afropunk, and shout out to y'all here at the Friend Zone. I love you, friend. I love you, Dustin. I love all oh! y'all out there listening.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you. What a love fest. That's the perfect energy to end on. And for those of you listening, we love you too. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was a Target bonus episode, and we
yes,
have
was,
a
baby.
Few more on the way. So we'll catch you next week.
Stay Black and protect your magic.
Bye.